Why don't you give me your name and title, please, and where are you from?
Ken McCauley, president of the National Corn Growers Association from White Cloud, Kansas.
White Cloud, Kansas. How about that? Well, Ken, first wanted you just to, we're here at the Advancing Renewable Energies Conference here, sponsored by USDA, the Department of Energy. Give me your impression first about the number of people here, the interest in renewable energy.
Well, Cindy, this is just amazing, the number of people that are here. And you can talk about interest in energy, but it's really interest in agriculture. I think that elevates agriculture to a whole new level. But the big message is renewable energy as a whole, not just as ethanol or biodiesel. But, you know, we've heard a lot from Secretary Johans this morning and different speakers that all of us are taking us to the future. They're not just talking about tomorrow's ethanol. They're talking about products that are made while we're making ethanol. And it should give a lot of ag producers out there confidence that this isn't going to go away. It's here to stay, and we're going to make sure this thing is a big deal for agriculture.
A couple of themes that I've heard in a lot of the speakers today. One of them has been, I've heard a consistent bringing up of the food versus fuel debate. And what are you hearing from your people that you talk to within the National Corn Growers Association, the hog producers you talk to, the cattle producers? What are you hearing? What's their reaction to that whole debate?
Well, we're hearing a lot, Cindy, but the big thing is we don't feel there is a debate. The food and fuel, there is plenty. As the ethanol industry grows, biofuels it grows, there's going to be enough. Also, something that nobody's talking about is when the farmer sees a way to make profit, he may have not been just forcing the yields as much as he has been. And when you start looking at $3 or $3.50 corn, those opportunities are really there, and you can really pay for some of those things, buy an extra seed or buying the stuff, just really pushing your farm to do more. So I think that, on top of the trend line, you could increase that trend line double, and then we would have too much corn again. So, you know, I don't doubt for a minute that the farmers of this country can produce enough corn.
Pat Wirtz with ADM also made the comment. She basically said, we have to use this, go this direction in order to produce enough food. We have to use the feedstocks for energy in order to produce enough food to feed from a global perspective.
Right, and that's really important. She brought up the fact that this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for agriculture, and I really think it is. You know, farmers as well as I do, that we always overproduce, and we've been in that situation forever, except for when you have a crisis of a drought or something that's happened that, you know, takes away some of the production. But this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I think we can expand on it, to, you know, you're being offered a higher price, asking you to grow more corn, and you're actually having a chance to buy into an industry that's making money on top of that. So it's to me, it's the best of a lot of things.
I also heard, of course, the common theme of the future of cellulosic ethanol that is not just going to be from corn. What does that look like from the corn grower's perspective?
Well, we don't view that as a threat. We think, and we've talked about, all ethanol is good. We really feel that we're going to take the ethanol industry to a level where the cellulose and biomass can fit in, and when that happens, we'll still be a big part of it. I don't think you're going to see corn ethanol go away. I think we will advance it, we'll become more efficient, we'll be doing more things. And then, you know, the stover, the corn cobs, all those things fit right in. So we think that we're embracing those new technologies. They're not here yet. It's a long time away, but it's not a long time away when you think about what were we doing 10 years ago.
Well, and that's, I guess, I hear a lot of the criticism. Secretary Johans addressed some of the naysayers, as he called them, people who say that corn ethanol is too expensive without the subsidy, that people that say that, well, he didn't even address some of the environmental concerns that people come up with. How do you address the naysayers, the people who say, you know, oh, well, this isn't good enough, so we shouldn't do it at all?
Well, I don't agree with any of the naysayers. I think it's a failure to recognize change. And we're hearing some of it from people who make a living off of us. You know, there's some grain companies that don't think they're going to be treated right. And think, I think they need to figure out a way that they're going to fit, because all these things are good for agriculture. It'll be good for their customers, and it will be good for them. But we need to make sure they know that we are going ahead with this. This is not going to go away.
Well, bottom line, when you look at this, it's good for the nation as a whole.
It is good for the nation. It's good for rural America especially. You're bringing jobs and businesses and everything back to rural America, to where our kids can actually look and see a way to stay in the area, help out on the farm, and eventually take it over, whatever. But you're seeing a lot of good things happen, not just because there's an ethanol plant there, because there's side businesses, there's support industry. It builds your roads, builds your tax base, builds all kinds of good things for our local communities.
All right. Thank you very much, Ken.